Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There's been lots and lots of talk around amended or proposed amended legislation with regard to gun ownership. Andrew Soto, the Vice Chairman of the South African Arms and Ammunitions Dealers Association, joins us this morning. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Well, thanks, and yourself.
Excellent, thank you. Was this anticipated? Did you foresee that this was going to be proposed?
Howard, this bill has been hanging since 2016, when it was first mooted. Government withdrew it before it was published, and it's not altogether a surprise.
And how likely? Well, first of all, what is the amendment? What is the amendment with regard to gun ownership that is being proposed?
Well, there were a number of amendments planned there. I think the most important one is the elimination of the right to self-defense, and certainly the most controversial one as well. They have a number of other aims as well, none of which will do anything to fight crime.
So what, and what does that mean to somebody who's already who already owns a gun?
As it stands, when his present license, a self-defense firearm.
Yes, of course.
When his license expires, if the legislation goes ahead as planned, he will not be able to renew it. Simple as that.
And how certain is this to go ahead?
I very much doubt it's going to succeed, Howard. There's a degree of unity across the political spectrum that we've never seen before.
So that's very positive. That's very positive. I mean, surely then... carry on, in terms of the
you've
unity.
You've got the MK military veterans, the taxi associations on one side. You've got the Institute of Racial Relations, Agri Forum on the other. You've got a large number of gun interest parties in between, and they're all united in their opposition to this. It will be nothing whatsoever to fight crime. As a dealers association, we reject this bill in its entirety. It's unworkable. It's not capable of implementation, and it puts the lives of ordinary citizens at risk.
In terms of current legislation, you can't just walk into a store and buy a gun. You've got to go through a process, I imagine. It's fairly well controlled, isn't it?
Howard, we have of the tightest firearm control in the world. Full stop. Before one can purchase a firearm, you have to go for the necessary competence training. Then you apply to the police for a competency certificate. They do a criminal background check. They check references. Only once they've approved you in that regard can you apply for a license. Then you submit the application to the police. We've undoubtedly got one of the tightest regulatory frameworks in the world.
And in terms of, you know, obviously a concern in the United States very often is mental stability. How is that dealt with here in South Africa?
In terms of references from close friends and, if necessary, doctors.
Right. So in other words, it is very, very well controlled and regulated in terms of the law. Does this happen on a practical level?
No. The existing system is riddled with loopholes. There's a large degree of corruption. From the implementation of the Act in 2004, the police were required to administer this electronically. They've never done so. The Dealers Association had obtained a court order against them 2 years ago, compelling them to implement electronic administration, and that would, of course, make it far more difficult for corruption and various loopholes in the law. They fiercely resisted it. We obtained the court order 2 years ago, and the court ordered them to consult with us on the implementation. They've not done so. We've got a contempt of court order coming up on the third, a hearing coming up on the 3rd of June.
Right.
They're unfortunately a law unto themselves, the Central Firearms Registry, and they display many of the attributes of a rogue unit. They're not accountable to anyone. They ignore court orders.
What the country needs to do
is get the administration of the act in order.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Isn't this really, you know, South Africans love to do that. We love to pass fantastic, beautiful laws. Not that I'm suggesting this one is one of those, but we love to pass the most magnificent of laws, but it all falls down when it comes to implementation. I guess what you're saying is we've got an excellent legal system in place. The implementation of it is where the focus needs to be, not in making stricter regulations.
Making further regulations is not going to change the situation one bit, other than making it virtually impossible for the average member of the public to own a firearm. And it's ironic, the police have cut the government has cut the visible policing budget by 4 billion rand.
Right.
But they've increased the VIP protection budget to 1.7 billion rand. You know, the politicians are ensuring that they're well looked after.
There's a shock. We've never seen that before in South Africa. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Andrew Sota, Vice Chairman of the South African Arms and Ammunition Dealers Association.